Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
May the 15th, despising the shame.
All this week, Derek's teaching focuses on how Jesus bore our shame so that we might bear his glory. Today, he reminds us of the true shame of the crucifixion. Here's a brief account of what happened after Jesus' arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane. Pontius Pilate had handed Jesus over to the soldiers to take him out to be executed.
Verses from Matthew chapter 27, beginning at verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. Remember, every blow of that reed pressed the crown of thorns deeper into his skull. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. Then they crucified him, and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." Sitting down, they kept watch over him there.
Jesus was actually exposed naked 2 times in that scene, and they sat and watched him on the cross for 3 hours. Most depictions of Jesus on the cross show him wearing a little loincloth. But there was no loincloth. He was exposed naked. His shame was exposed to everybody who passed by, mocking him. The Epistle to the Hebrews emphasizes this truth. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, for your work on the cross. I proclaim that Jesus was exposed to shame on my behalf, enduring the cross and despising the shame, because he bore my shame that I might share his glory. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries. Reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.